This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. While the key stock index in Shanghai rose 1.75% today amid moves by Beijing to calm investor nerves, things were different where the bigger, more established companies trade. Hong Kong, where the Hang Seng Index fell 1%. Some of that was North Korea's claim of a nuclear test. But built in here are persistent worries about the pace of growth in the world's second largest economy. In early 2016, we're hearing from our reporters on the beat. Today, Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
So it's been a tough year for China's economy. Why?
Well, a year ago at this time, we sort of knew this was coming because China's own government was predicting a slowdown thanks to a slate of economic reforms that it needed to implement to improve the long-term health of China's economy.
So what's the verdict? Is China now on the path of economic splendor?
China would like us to think so. And I've got a special treat for you. Some ear candy just released by CCTV, China's biggest state broadcaster, which addresses this question.
Rob, what is this?
This, David, is the new rage here in China. Communist propaganda hip-hop, otherwise known as rapaganda.
And the subject of these rhymes?
Like any good rap song, the lyrics go on and on about being rich. It boasts that China's building its economy, it's creating wealth, and it's letting the market be the deciding force in the economy.
China is king, land of the bling is the idea, but you're there. What's the reality?
Well, you know, that rapaganda was a very rosy outlook on what is a more dire reality, I think. This past year, China tried to create wealth, and it certainly tried to let the market be freer than it's ever been. But the consequences, as we saw on the Shanghai Stock Exchange over the summer, were pretty disastrous. You know, the government quickly stepped in when there were signs of a crash, and that made investors lose confidence in China's leaders and in the path China's taken to reform its economy.
So nice, fresh new year here. What is the prognosis for the Chinese economy in 2016, Rob?
This year is not going to be easy for China. We're going to see more defaults from state-owned companies in the heavy industry sector, and that'll mean more unemployment too. You know, we're also going to see slower economic growth as China tries to move toward a consumer-led growth model. And how the government responds to these challenges is key. If China's government decides to rely on more stimulus and easier credit, then we're probably in trouble because that's what got China into this mess in the first place. If the government sticks to its guns, though, and patiently allows these new reforms to take shape, it'll still be a painful year, but it'll probably bode much better for China's future.
There's not a problem that China can't fix because they can do it in the mix. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz peering into the crystal ball from Shanghai and listen to some tunes. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.